Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, has unveiled a new law which would allow judges to recommend minimum sentences of 30 years or more for the most serious crimes. But the recommendations will not be binding, and discretion for when a prisoner would be released will still remain with the parole board. For more on this, I'm joined by Saoirse Brady, Executive Director of the Irish Penal Reform Trust, and also by Joan Dean, Founder Member for the Victims of Crime Group, ADVIC. Good morning to both of you. Joan, first to you. Please, you've been campaigning for judges to be able to decide when prisoners would be released for some time. What's your reaction to this then?
Good morning, Philip. Yes, we have. It's something we have looked for. I guess we would welcome any move towards improving the sentencing in Ireland, which is a very complex issue, and sentencing has always been a very complex and inconsistent thing. So anything that would work towards, you know, maybe giving more strength to judges who are, you know, the best placed, really. They're in the court every day. They hear all the details of a case. So I think it's good to give them the right to recommend a minimum term. What I would say is we would like it to be extended, and not only for a life sentence, which, as I understand it, it is at the moment, because in a case of manslaughter, for instance, there may be a sentence slightly greater than 8 years, anything from, you know, 7-8 years upwards given for manslaughter. And we would like that minimum recommendation right be given to judges in all sentences for serious crime over 8 years.
What about the fact, Joan, that it's non-binding? Do you think that that will mean that it's listened to or it's paid any heed at all?
I think that's not a bad thing, because the parole board, as I understand it, will retain the ultimate decision for when somebody can be released. And I think it's a good thing, because no one person should be unaccountable. So, and we know from recent experience with sentencing that sentences handed down can be very controversial. So the parole board is, you know, it's an independent entity and is currently does the task of reviewing sentences, after 12 years on the case of a life sentence and every 2 or 3 years after that. I understand that the parole board does take into account the gravity of a case currently. And I think, I imagine that part of that taking into account would include liaising with all of the details of the case. So I think it's a good thing that they would have the ultimate decision.
Let me bring in Saoirse Brady from the Irish Penal Reform Trust. Your reaction, please, Saoirse.
Thanks, Philip. I suppose, you know, this is something that we were expecting. There was a policy options paper, a review of policy options for prison and penal reform published back in 2022. And it did mention that there would be a review carried out of life sentences. We haven't actually seen that report published. We know it has been submitted to the minister and these proposals are on foot of that. And we haven't actually seen the draft heads of bill, so it is hard to comment. But I suppose what we do welcome is the fact that there are non-binding decisions by or recommendations by the judge to be handed down in these cases, because I suppose we want the parole board, like Joan said, I think it is appropriate that the parole board retain the authority to make those final decisions. And at the moment, the only people eligible for parole are those on life sentences, so it can't yet be applied to any other type of sentence. They can only deal with life sentences at the moment in terms of what comes before them. And I think there is a piece there around the sentencing, around the consistency and transparency and fairness. We all want that, and I think that is why, you know, alongside this proposal, we would like to see the Judicial Council, the Sentencing Guidelines Information Committee, publish sentencing guidelines to assist judges in what is very often a very difficult decision to make.
So you're saying that there's an awful lot else that is needed besides this, but just judging this measure on its own merits, do you think it's going to make any actual difference at all because it is non-binding, or is it really about appearing to be tough on crime?
I think it will make a difference in that the parole board take their job very seriously. They already have a list of requirements that they have to take into account, you know. So, for example, they'll look at the psychological state of the person, whether or not they've shown remorse, whether they've engaged in rehabilitation. So I think they will take that into account. But what I would question is this necessary in that we, you know, the average life sentence that was served last year was 24 years. You know, we currently have over 350 people serving a life sentence and have been in prison for 25 years or more. So we already have a really robust system. The World Health Organization back in 2020 found that Ireland had the highest rate of people serving life sentences in Europe at, you know, nearly 10% compared to 3.2 elsewhere. So we do have a robust system already. What I would say is, though, you know, I think it's important that this is discretionary, that judges do not have to hand it on in every single case. Because I think that would have the potential to push up sentences, to have sentence inflation. And I think it is appropriate. None of us have a crystal ball. None of us know how somebody will engage once they go to prison. They have been sentenced for doing something that, you know, is very often
Exactly the point, really, isn't it? That, you know, 20 years after the facts of a trial have been established in front of a judge, the person that is going to be sitting before a parole board is going to be a very different person to that who sat in the dock at the trial. Why should the parole board have to maybe feel that their hands are somewhat tied by a very vigorous recommendation from a judge for 20 or 30 years when this person has been a model prisoner and is rehabilitated?
Well, I suppose already the parole board take into account the comments that a judge made at the trial. They take into account those circumstances. So I would see this as an addition to that. I think, yeah, you have a very valid point there in terms of, you know, what impact it will have in terms of their decision making. You know, they are very cautious. You know, while somebody becomes eligible for parole at 12 years, it's very seldom, if ever, that somebody will actually be released at that point. And just to also make the point that even if somebody is released from prison, when they are serving a life sentence, they're always serving a life sentence. They are always, it's a lifetime under control. They can be recalled to prison. And very often that is for breaching the conditions rather than committing conditions of their parole rather than committing another crime. But they can be returned to prison. They are under supervision for the rest of their life. But, you know, at the same time, I think we know people who have really turned things around, who are a very different person, as you said, from the person who committed that crime decades ago. And I think for the criminal justice system to work, we all have to retain the belief that somebody can change. If they are going to be released back into society, we want to ensure that that is done in a very safe manner, that, you know, there is no risk involved. But I suppose
Let me bring Joan back in here on this point. Joan, do you think that judges don't already in their sentencing take into account how long they feel somebody should be behind bars? If they feel that the crime merits 15 years, they give them 20 years knowing that they're probably going to get 25% remission.
Well, that doesn't apply in the case of a life sentence. It's a mandatory sentence, Philip, so the judge has no discretion whatsoever. And I think it is important that the judge is allowed to make a recommendation. For instance, in a scenario where you have multiple victims, where maybe two or three people are murdered by somebody, very often one life sentence is handed down. And for the families of the victim, that feels very unfair. So I think this particular bill would allow judges to make a recommendation over and beyond the one life sentence. It may address that. I can see your point about the you know, where we say a minimum sentence of 30 years is handed down, but currently in law, after 12 years, a prisoner is entitled to parole. So it probably will need some teasing out, because at the moment the parole board, I know from dealing with families who've been through the system, particularly the new system in its new format, takes a very holistic approach to what it does, to its job. And it's a totally independent entity. And it is a board, not just an individual. So I think probably a lot of what will come from this remains to be seen.
Okay.
But we see it as a step perhaps in the right direction.
Let me ask you to measure what was being introduced now against what the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, promised in his recent Ardesh speech to the Fine Gael party. He said, "I will fast track legislation to give judges new powers to make sure that heinous criminals serve long sentences before they are even considered for release." Do you think that this initiative now measures up to that promise?
I'm not sure that had any weight in the first place. You know, it's reassuring words, but you know, whatever legislation is brought in has to go through a rigorous legal vetting system, and perhaps this was the best form of words they could come up with for now.
Okay.
But I would like to see the powers of the parole board extended to be able to review all sentences over 8 years.
And
particularly in the case of manslaughter.
Saoirse, do you think that the Taoiseach might have overpromised there, as Joan says, that there are just too many checks binding the government's hands?
I think, you know, we have seen a kind of step up in political rhetoric on being hard on law and order, but I think this is a very reflective proposal in terms of, I heard the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, on this morning, and while they are talking about fast-tracking it, and really they are, like I mentioned that proposal earlier, there are six different priorities, and this is the one they have, they're pushing forward with. You know, it does have to be considered. We have to go through pre-legislative scrutiny. We have to ensure that this is done properly, because it has huge ramifications for so many different people involved in a case. So I think it is somewhat of a good compromise. I think it will have to be teased out once we see the actual, you know, it hasn't been drafted yet. We have to see the heads of bill, and, we will comment further then once we have been able to properly analyse. But I think it is, you know, the fact that it is discretionary, that judges will not have to do this in every single case, and that the parole board will retain the ultimate authority to make those decisions. And just on Joan's point around the extension of what the parole board can look at, there are regulations in the ether. They are being looked at the moment. They were promised in that same policy document that I'm talking about. And so they will deal with the sentences from 8 to 12 years. But the parole board will need to be sufficiently and adequately resourced in order to deal with that, because, you know, already we're dealing with a backlog here of cases that are eligible for parole in terms of the lifers. So we need to ensure that the parole board is properly resourced and authorised to do the job that it was tasked with.
Saoirse Brady, Executive Director of the Irish Penal Reform Trust, and Joan Dean, co-founder of ADVIC. Thank you both very much. And if you've been affected by anything that we have been discussing here, you can find out more information about helplines by visiting rte.ie/helplines.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.